Today's O Antiphon is O Root of Jesse, you who stand as a sign before the people, before whom kings stand silent and all the nations come to pray, come to free us, do not delay. We see there that out of the stump of Jesse, as we see in Isaiah 11, God brings a shoot, shoot sprouts up. That shoot was not just going to be David the shepherd, but it was going to be David's descendant, Jesus, the good shepherd. That out of something that we think no real life is going to grow or it doesn't have much of a chance, something unbelievable happens. And as Isaiah 11 goes on to say, that shoot will be a sign for all the nations, someone who will indicate God's presence. And we turn to that sign, before whom kings stand silent, as we will see in Bethlehem, where the three kings come and fall down and do homage to the Lord. But also all the nations will pray. They'll all come not just to the temple in Jerusalem, as the Jews had originally interpreted that prophecy, that there would be a light for all the nations, but also that they would come to the true temple, who is Jesus' body. We ask him not to delay in coming to liberate us, not only from physical slavery, but to liberate us from false ideas. That O Antiphon helps us to interpret today's readings. We see two sterile women, and in Jewish culture, to be sterile was interpreted as if you were cursed by God. It wasn't just the typical desire of a mother for a child, which we still have today when women struggle to conceive when they want a child so badly, but it was also considered as if you had done something wrong. Why would God curse you in this way? So the wife of Manuel, the mother of Samson, the text doesn't actually give her name, Manuel's wife, she was praying, and then the angel of the Lord came to her and said, "You're barren and have had no children, yet you will conceive and bear a son." And that son would be a great hero of the Jewish people, that the Lord had delayed precisely to stoke up desire, so that when that child was conceived, the child would clearly be seen as a miracle of God. Flip side sometimes happens. When children are conceived so easily, people just think it's a biological act. They don't recognize that every child is a miracle given by God. We see a similar thing happen in the gospel. It's an even greater miracle in a sense, because the wife of Manoah was still young at this time. She just hadn't conceived. Elizabeth, we can presume, was postmenopausal. No chance for her biologically to conceive. Very advanced in years. And yet, when her husband Zechariah had his turn in the temple, so little, the detail there is important for us to see the drama. Every male descendant of the tribe of Levi was a member of the priestly class. And there were 24,000 male descendants, and all of them were priests by lineage. And they were broken up into 24 different divisions, each with a little bit under 1,000, you can do the division. And then they would have cycles over the course of the year of about 2 weeks. When the 960 priests in that division would go, then they'd choose lots of who would do the few activities every day. You could go an entire lifetime without being chosen. And if your name were pulled out and you were chosen, that would be one of the happiest days of your life. So that very day, Zechariah's name is chosen when his lot was up. He was going to be at the altar of incense to make everything smoke as they were burning the animals, so that as you'd have the burning flesh, you'd also have the nice smell going up to heaven at the same time. And because this was going to be one of the great highlights of his life, he obviously brought before the altar of God his and Elizabeth's prayers. I tend to think Elizabeth was nagging him, if you get chosen, make sure you take this prayer that the Lord will take away my disgrace. So Zechariah asked, and then the angel of the Lord appeared, said that his prayers had been heard. Unbelievable. And Zechariah treated as if it were unbelievable. He asked a question which we need to grasp. The question was, how shall I know this? I'm an old man and my wife is advanced in years. The angel had just told him in response to his prayer at the altar of incense in the temple that this is going to happen. And he asks for verification that it's true. That's why God gave a medicinal punishment. Tomorrow you're going to hear the Annunciation to the Blessed Virgin Mary. The same angel will appear to her. She too will ask a question. But her question is not a question of doubt. She asks, how can this be, for I will not know man? How can this be? It's not a question of how will I know this. But her question was fundamentally, she had made and already consecrated herself to the Lord as a virgin. How would she become a mother by keeping that promise she had made to the Lord? Was the Lord asking her to change her promise? She would do anything that the Lord wanted, but she wanted to know what exactly the Lord was expecting. Zechariah's question was totally different. It wasn't one of how God will do this, but whether God is serious, whether he should believe. And that's why the medicinal penance came. It's very important for us to grasp this if we're going to live Advent and learn the message of these readings. It struck him mute for 9 months. For the entire time when John the Baptist, the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, for the entirety of the time when he would be in Elizabeth's womb, unable to say anything, as he was growing in Elizabeth's womb, what God wanted was faith would be growing in the voiceless father. And as soon as John the Baptist came out of the womb screaming, Zechariah would have his tongue opened and he would be able to sing with the praises of God. There are many of the Psalms. Ezekiel also uses the image. Jesus also uses the image of a desert. And a desert which has no life in it, all of a sudden springing to life because of God's action. He can even raise the Dead Sea from the dead, bringing all types of life into the desert of Arabah. We need to recognize that without God, we are all sterile. Maybe not physically sterile, but we're all sterile. We need God in order to be able to give us life. And for us to be able to turn to the root of Jesse, Jesus, the one who stands as a sign for the people, the one before whom kings are silent, we too need to have this silence before whom the nations pray. We too need to quiet things around us and drop on our knees before the Lord to pray. That's the way he's going to free us. And the reason why the whole people of God cry out, Yam noli tardare, which is the end of that, come to free us and not delay, is because the Lord delays in order that we acquire Mary's contemplative silence. The opposite of sterility, we know, is fertility. It's fruitfulness. And we will never be spiritually fruitful unless we're contemplative. Unless we learn, like Mary, how properly to take in and nourish the seeds of the Word of God that he plants within our heart on good soil so that it can bear fruit 30, 60, or 100-fold. We're supposed to be far more fertile than Octomom. We're supposed to bear 30, 60, or 100-fold fruit, even from the seed that God has implanted today. Today, we come up to the temple. We don't get a chance, maybe once in our lifetime, if we're lucky, to enter into God's presence. We have the chance to come into His presence every single day. We don't have to make this chapel smoke with incense. It's our hearts lifted up to the Lord, which is meant to be that type of solemn offering. And it's here that the Lord wants to do an even greater miracle in us than He did in the wife of Manoah, that He did in Elizabeth's womb. He wants to make us fruitful so that we won't just bear Samson or John the Baptist, but that Jesus Christ Himself will grow so much in us that, like Mary, we will have a chance to give Him and His love and His joy and His light to the world. The Archangel Gabriel doesn't have to come down and strike us mute. We should be wise enough during these days to become mute ourselves in prayer and awe before this great mystery. O root of Jesse, about to come down in this altar, the sign that stands before the people of the depth of the Lord's love, please make us silent like kings. Please help us to pray like all the nations, so that being freed by You without delay, we might go to announce that liberation to everyone. Praise be Jesus Christ.